This is Radio Nepal, IMSN. Rest of the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives passes four bills including the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill. Land Ownership Certificates distribution begins for landless families in Bardia. Department of Transport Management reduces inter-provincial public transport fares by 2%. And Russian attack on Kyiv kills at least 18 people. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has passed four replacement bills introduced to replace ordinances including the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill 2083. Today's House meeting endorsed the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill 2083, the Cooperative First Amendment Bill 2083, and the Bill to Amend Certain Nepal Acts Relating to Health Science Academies 2083. Responding to lawmakers during close-wise discussions, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the government's main objective is to remove Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list. He warned that misuse of anti-money laundering laws for political purposes could undermine that effort. During discussions on the Cooperative First Amendment Bill, Minister for Land Management Pratibha Rawal said returning depositors' savings remains the government's top priority and stressed that tough decisions would be taken in consultation with stakeholders to recover misappropriated funds. Replying to discussions on the health bill, Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisha Mehta said the legislation would help make Nepal more self-reliant in the health sector and improve access to effective healthcare services. The House rejected all proposed amendments to the four bills except those accepted by the ministers or withdrawn by the lawmakers concerned. Group-wise discussion on headings of nine ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2083 has concluded in the National Assembly. Discussions on the appropriation headings related to Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment, Ministry of Information and Communications, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Ministry of Education and Sports, Ministry of Health and Food Safety, Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ministry of Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, and Ministry for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs was held in today's National Assembly meeting. National Assembly members said the budget should be focused to fulfill people's expectations, employment creation, industrial revival, agro-production growth, stopping brain drain and bringing the Dalit community to state's mainstream. The remaining ministries are scheduled to respond to the queries raised on appropriation headings on the 6th and 7th of July in the National Assembly meeting. The National Assembly meeting will meet next at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal has launched a land ownership certificate distribution campaign from Bardia. The minister distributed land owner certificates to 29 landless Dalit and landless quarter families in Badhaiyatal Rural Municipality for making them legal owners of land they have occupied for years. Speaking on the occasion, Minister Rawal said the government has placed high priority on resolving the problems of landless Dalits, landless quarters and unmanaged settlers. The Department of Transport Management has reduced fares for inter-provincial public and freight transport by 2% effective from Wednesday following the recent decline in petroleum prices. Issuing a notice today, the department said the fare adjustment was made under the automatic pricing mechanism after the average diesel price fell from the 235.83 rupees per litre to 193.83 rupees per litre from the 30th of June. The department had previously increased public and freight transport fares by 5% following a ministerial decision on the 25th of April in 2026. Minister for Education and Sports and Government spokesperson Susmit Pokhrel said the government is in talks with FIFA and Asian Football Confederation AFC to seek the lifting of the suspension on the All Nepal Football Association ANFA. He said FIFA and AFC officials have been invited for discussions to resolve the issue. The government spokesperson said the government is committed to an impartial investigation into corruption allegations within ANFA and to promote football development free from political interference. Meanwhile, the cabinet appointed Hikmat Bahadur Rawal as general manager of the Gorkhapatra Corporation and Devraj Dhungana as executive director of the Security Printing Center. It also approved amendments to economic, education and communal labor laws, transferred 8 additional inspectors general of Nepal Police and appointed Dharmaraj Khadka as executive director of the Special Structure Operation and Management Development Committee. A passenger vehicle carrying an estimated 14 people met with an accident at 11:30 a.m. at Sangeda on the Karnali Highway in Chamunda Brindasaini Municipality 7 of Dailak District today. According to the district police office, the vehicle travelling from Surkhet towards Calicut fell about 400 feet off the road into the Karnali River. According to District Police Chief Superintendent of Police Shravan Kumar Beaker, the body of an unidentified man was recovered from the accident site. Police suspect the driver lost control of the vehicle, causing it to plunge into the Karnali River. A 35-member police team has been deployed for the rescue operation, which has been hampered by high water levels and submerged vehicle. Police also rescued an unidentified man in an unconscious state from a cliff near the accident site. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
14 15 14 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 15 कार्यक्रमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त।
14 15 14 15 14 15 14 15
मलाई पनि कन्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Information and Communications says its first 100-day achievements include digital governance reforms, faster public service delivery and administrative simplification. According to the ministry, approval layers have been reduced to 3, processing time for major services cut by more than half, and 347 of 620 Hello Sarkar complaints resolved. More than 204,000 passports have been delivered to district offices, while the smart postal service has been launched by upgrading 50 post offices. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russian forces launched a major drone and missile attack on Kyiv overnight, killing 18 people in what the city's mayor has described as the most massive attack on the Ukrainian capital. The BBC cited Vitaly Klitschko on Friday as declaring a day of mourning and said around 90 people were injured. He said an ambulance station was among the places hit in the strikes. Russia launched its largest barrage of missiles and drones on Kyiv to date, striking multiple areas of the capital and forcing evacuations hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned of a major attack. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Russia would continue increasing pressure on Kyiv to achieve its objectives. 8 Buddhist monks were killed and more than 10 others in their procession injured when they were hit by an 11-year-old boy driving his parents' pickup truck in northeast Thailand, police said. According to the BBC, the group of 35 monks and 5 lay followers were walking along a road in Mukdahan province during a pilgrimage when the incident occurred. Police said 5 monks died at the scene and 3 others later in hospital after the boy allegedly took the vehicle without permission and crashed into them. 4 monks remain in critical condition while 10 others were seriously injured. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in Bagmati Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarshan provinces and at one or two places in Koshi and Madhes provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives passes 4 bills including the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill. Land Ownership Certificates Distribution begins for landless families in Bardia. Department of Transport Management reduces interprovincial public transport fares by 2%, and Russian attack on Kyiv kills at least 18 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.